פרשס מצוירה תשע"ח. עיקור עדין עדינו שכן אורך ירידיה. סימן חובוב. סעיף זין. Says like this. במקום שנוקרא בן הראשון הנוי לורלודה בשם אביו, if the minhag is to give the first son the name of his father, and his wife wants שיקרור על שם אביה, she wants the baby to be called on her father's name. והאיש משום שלום בית היה מרוצה, and he, the husband, would be, he would accept, he would be willing to give the name to his wife, הלא רב דאם ביד אותו שנויס. The rav paskens that you should not change. שיגיע מזה מיות קובלוב, because he's taking away kov from his father by giving the father-in-law first name. ואם היא מתעקשת, קראו בשני שמיים, and if necessary, you should call with both names. כדרך כמה בניות שקובלים שמיים. Like many people who give two names. And he continues and he says like this. ופוק חזי מי סולק בנודב אביו. Look at נודב אביו. ששומע מפי הרב פרי הארץ, that he heard from the רב פרי הארץ, בשם חזל, in the name of חזל, and I think there's perhaps a פרקת רב אלעזר on this. The נודב נקרא על שם חומב. That when Aaron HaKohen gave the name of נודב, the נודב was on the name of his father-in-law. שלישה, because Elisheva, his wife, was בת עמינדב. עמינדב, his name of his father. So no Nodav is the name of his father. ואביהו, so what's אביהו? על שם אביו, is the name of Amram. ורצונו אמר, אביהו means אביהו, that's my father. וננש, and he was punished by the fact that Nodav אביהו, על הקדום עשה שמוס, to the fact that he gave the name of his father-in-law before the name of his father. That was taken in Koradini. רבי שפירא, I asked, I asked him once, when you give a name, do you have to give the actual name, or can you give something that alludes to the name? So Rav Moshe says, here is clearly that you don't have to give the name, because Avihu was an allusion to Amram, Avihu, and that was the name of Amram, even though he didn't call his son Amram. So you see that you could give a name that alludes to. But the question of this Ikor Adinim is telling you something unbelievable, that Aaron HaKohen was Nenash. Why? Because he gave the name of his first son on the name of his father-in-law instead of his father. One second, that's a big chiddush. I mean, we've seen Chazal say because of Shtuye Yain. Maybe they were Nenash because they were Moira Halocha Bifnei Rabu, according to the other opinion in Chazal. But now to say that it was because he gave the name of the father-in-law before? Mechtesi. And not only that, it's interesting if you analyze, according to the Kori Adinim, the name of his father was given in an allusion, Avihu, not Bepshat, was only Beremes. But Shenken, the name of his father-in-law was Beferush, Nodav. Why? Why did Aaron HaKohen give the name of his father, Bederech Remes, not the actual name? And why was he Nenash because of this? That's question number one. Question number two is the following. Says in Rambam in Abies Amigdash Perek Hei Halocha Yud Gimel, Kama Maim Tzichim Lius Bakiyor. How much water do you need in the Kiyor? In Poches B'Kedir Kadosh Ben Arba Kohanim. You need the minimum that you have water for four Kohanim. Shenemar, because it says Aroin Ubonov, Yirchosu Mein Nedeim. Aroin Ubonov, wash their hands. V'ayu Elozer V'itom Rupin Chasimoyim. And the three children were who? In the beginning of the Beis Hamikdash, was Elazar, Itamar, and Pinchas. So the only three. So Hari Arbo asks the Kasei Mishnah, one second, they started using the Kiyor when? By the Shiva Samiyah Miluim. Nodav Aviyu died on the eighth day. So it comes out in the first initial usage of the Kiyor, you had not four Kohanim, but actually six Kohanim. Because you have Aaron, you have Elazar, Itamar, Pinchas, and you had who else? If you owe the Pinchas in his Kaddish, and then you had also Nodav Aviyu. So why is the Rambam saying only four? So that's the kasha that he asks. Say, Chamisha, Yisur Shemayim B'Kiyor, Ve'im Ken Have Leil Asrucha, so it would be necessary to have you should have been Chamisha or Shisha. Okay? That's why he quotes Rashi, he learns from a different pasuk, not from this pasuk, because all this doesn't work. So what's the pshat according to the Rambam? So the Ksam Sofer in the Tshuvos, in Yoredea, Siman Kuf Ein Gimel, wants to say the following. He wants to say that until that node of Avihu, until the eighth day of the Miluim, the Taki didn't use the cure. The cure was only used after the node of Avihu passed away. He says, why? Because in the day that you have not only Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, that you have actually Tfilas Kol Gufoy, the Tfilas Kol Gufoy takes away the need for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And says the Chassam Sofer like this. ויש לו אמר, דסבילה לי לעמם, דשמוינה מהמילואים, שנאמר בהם רחיצס כל גוף, ומצאת רחיצס כל גוף, לא בו יקידו שדיים ורגליים, ידעו נקידו שדיים ורגליים. And ביום הכיפורים, the same thing, מצווה יסיר על דיתבור לקדש, ובאמס ידעו חי מיסה בימי כיפורים, יום ודו לא קידוש. That's why ביום הכיפורים, he says, doesn't say that you חי מיסה, every day that if you don't do קידוש שדיים ורגליים, you חי מיסה, ביום הכיפורים doesn't say. כמו שכוס אבר רמב״ם באטבוי, נמצא, so says חסם סויפר, הסחולס, התש משקיור, היה ביום בייס, אחר על חס למילואים, ואז כבר מיסו, נודה וביו, כן יולדת להישב. And he wants to say, he says the Kli Chemda. So the Kli Chemda says something very similar. Quotes Chassam Sofer. Says the Kli Chemda. He quotes the Kli Chemda, the Svir Alei, and he says, in Yom HaKippurim, that's why he didn't have the kiyor. You had a kitun shel zahav, right? And he says, why? Ulefi zeh, the Rambam l'shit also, why in the kitun shel zahav? Any place that you have kiddush adayim v'raglayim le'akev, you need a kiyor. But Yom HaKippurim is different because there wasn't me'akev the kiddush klal. So it comes out, says Chassam Sofer, that the kiddush adayim, when you have tevilas kol gufoi, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim are not critical. Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, that's why by Nodav Avihu, while they were alive, there was no Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Now the Kli Chemda argues, and the Kli Chemda says no, because Borer Adov says, you tell me Yom HaKippurim, you're not having the kiyur. No, the Rambam Svila Lei, the Kiddush Me'akev, if that's only afterwards, but the first Kiddush, when it comes to the first Vila, the Chor is Me'akev, Kmo Kol Yom, because the Rambam never excludes the first original that you don't have to do in the kiyur, rag bishar kiddushim kivan shovet amir lachen al me'akvim. The other ones are not me'akev, but the Rambam is not talking about the first one. The first kiddush, you need kiddush adayim v'raglayim in the kiyur, and it's me'akev. And he says, if you weren't clear, the Rambam mashma that you yom kippur you achayev. So this idea that if you do rechitzas kol guf, you don't need kiddush adayim v'raglayim, that's not. But he wants to say that perhaps zayin me'a miluim, you did not need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Why? Because the Beis HaMikdash was porkoi as a din of Bama. Bama didn't have a din of Beis HaMikdash until Yom HaShmini L'Miluim, until after the Shmini Tzmi L'Miluim. So while none of you were there, taki there was no Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, not like the Chassam Sofer. That the reason is because you had, what you call it, you had Rechitzas Kol Gufoi, but the reason is because the Beis HaMikdash was not set yet. Only after the inauguration you need it. But be as it may, to the Kli Chemda or to the Chassam Sofer, the Pshat Nuram is very clear. The one, the kiyor, you need the kiyor only after Nod Avihu. In the time of Nod Avihu, you don't need. And the question is why not? You could find different reasons, but what's the essential idea by Nod Avihu, he did not need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? That's question number two. Question number three, the one in Sanhedrin. It says in the pasuk by Elisha and Eliyahu that Eliyahu asks Elisha, what do you want from me before I die? So Elisha says, "V'yida pishnayim beruchachay, I want to have twice your nevuah." Chazal understand that this twice is literal. That's why the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a shaila where Eliyahu was mechayi one mace. What are the maceim that Elisha was mechayi? He was mechayi and asked the Shunamis. What was the second time? So the Gemara has in Daf Mem Zayin in Sanhedrin, Vayim koiveri mish v'in eroes agdud v'eshliu chaseish bekever Elisha v'ega ish be'atva z'elisha v'yoch v'ekom raglo. One of the people were thrown in the kever. When he touched Elisha, he started walking. So the Gemara says, the reason is because you can't bury a rosha next to a tzaddik. Omel rapop v'dim alekum v'yipishnay baruch hachayilai. Maybe it's because this is the second mace of Tchesa Meisim. Yachan tam raglav mat beislolach. They said that doesn't make sense because the truth is he didn't that mace that was next to Yishtum Elisha didn't go home. Just had to move away from the cavern. So it's not mashma. Ela vishnai v'recha ech mashkach. So the Gemara says, Zoy, when is the double? The Tais, the Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shiripa Tzara Snaman Shishkula Kemeis. Because he was brought up to Tzura Snaman, Shenema Dechsiva Na'akim Kemeis. So the Gemara learns the Sanhedrin talking it was a double nevua. The question is why? Why is there a double nevua that Elisha asked Eliyahu, give me twice of your ruach? What do you mean twice of your ruach? Why is that important? To answer all of the three, I think it's important to know what the Zohar says. The Zohar says the following. Says the Zohar in Parshas Pinchas. That Nadav Avihu came back as a Gilgul into Pinchas after the Maase of Pinchas. And says the Zohar why? Omarei ha'achiyu, the Vishayti Istalku min Alma. When Nadav Avihu died, they could not go tachas kan v'ashchina. Because it says in Sefer Bamidbar, they didn't have children. They didn't have children to take their place. So their chisorn was that they didn't have children. So Pinchas ben Elazar, Pinchas went and was mekaneh kinas Hashem. And what happened was that he was afraid of what he was doing. And then the two ruchos of Nadav Avihu come into Pinchas and they become part of Pinchas and it becomes a kohen gadol. So says that the children of Pinchas became the children of Nadav Avihu. And that's why when the pasuk says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, don't think that he became ben Aaron, that he became a Kohen just as a gift. The reason why he became a Kohen is because he was Pinchas ben Elazar, but he had a neshama of ben Aaron HaKohen, the neshama of Nadav Avihu, and his keuna came specifically because of Nadav Avihu. So what's the pshat that Pinchas becomes the neshama of Nadav Avihu? And the question is even more. We know that when it says by says the Megalamukas in Noifei Chofei, when Elisha asks Eliyahu, "V'na pishnayim beruchocha elai, v'yu no, no is begimatria, no davaviyu," because this is because of them. That's what enabled Eliyahu to go b'shar Hashemayim in Eliyahu zePinchas. So Eliyahu had the neshamos of no davaviyu. And that's what the Malbim says, that when Elisha says, V'pi shnayim beruchocha elai, he knew that his nevuah of Eliyahu is a double nevuah, because nevuah of Nadav Avihu. That's why he stresses, V'na pi shnayim beruchocha elai. And again, the question is, why Eliyahu has the neshom of Nadav Avihu? Why does Pinchas have to be v'na pishnayim beruchacha Eloi? Why is that a remez for Eliyahu, for Nadav Avihu? And why Pinchas needed to be Nadav Avihu? But the answer in Chayyim is very simple. Nadav Avihu state in Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar. Nadav Avihu are the two ragli ha'ayola, the two feet of the ayola. That's what the Megal HaMukas also says. They are the two feet, the two legs of a deer, and explains the Zohar in Tikkun Samech Tes Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis that Koel Hashem Yecholel Ayolos, the Koel Hashem is Yecholel Ayolos, they are trein uzle the Ailasa. Those are the two legs of the deer. Trein Achim Ishbi Ochiv Duag, the two brothers which are connected to each other. And Kadochi Bitrei Shoikin, and this is the inun tzeire. That's the nikud of tzeire. Says the Megalamukas, Noda Vaviu are those 2 feet of, 2 legs of the deer. What does that mean, like the tzeire? But the answer is very simple. The word, Bereshis, which is connected to Bereshis, Bishvili Sroshvi Koreshis, Yeva Shva, Yeva Tzeire, and Yeva Chirik. The Shva, which is 2 letters, one under the other, is the relation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is there's the Olam HaElyon and the Olam HaTachtoin, and the Olam HaTachtoin is separate and is informed by the Olam HaElyon. There is a Bechina of the Tzeire. Tzeire are the 2 feet, the 2 legs of the Ayola. Explains already Refresh, and the Gro explains the same thing also, that there's a difference between 2 hands and 2 feet. 2 hands are independent. Each one can act independently. 2 feet, they have to act in tandem. They are synchronized to work with each other. The Tzeire is the twin, us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above, we are below. That is the Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olelam Voed, that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and there is a world, and we're informed and told by him. There is a higher madriga, is that us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are completely connected, that we can't live without each other. We are 2 legs of the Ayola. It's connected the Tzeire, which is a higher madriga than the Shva, is the next level. Nodav Aviu, Nodav is in the Shem of his father-in-law. Aviu is the name of his father, because that's the chibur of the Zohar and the Nekeva, but is a chibur that is so great that the Nekeva doesn't need to be told by the Zohar. She understands the Zohar on its own. It's like a marriage. A lower form of marriage is when one has to tell the other what to do. The highest form of marriage is when you understand just by a remez what needs to be done. Shva is that you're told what to do. Tzeire is that you work in tandem. That's why the Zohar, when he gives the name of the Zohar, it doesn't have to be Beferush. Is Beremes, because then the Nekeva doesn't need the Zohar to tell her, because she understands even the Remes. This is the idea of Nodav Aviu. They realize the world of Olam Hazeh was separate from Olam Haba. When they realized the concept of the Beis HaMikdash, that now is Chibur Shamayim Vaoretz, they wanted that Chibur to be a Chibur HaSholem, which is exactly like Luchos HaRishonos, that the Torah Shebaal Peh was already self-evident in Torah Shebichsav. That's the world before Etz Hadas, when the world was very clear. Nodav Aviu is that the Nekeva is actually so connected to the Zohar that she is ahead of the Zohar. She doesn't have to be told what to do. It's Muvan Me'ilav. That's why what they did was Moire Halocha Bifnei Raboi. They didn't have to Rebbe to tell them. They were Moire Halocha Bifnei Raboi. They wanted to Misak and the Chet Etz Das. That's why they drank wine to take away Das. Because Das, you have the hierarchy, what's good, what's bad. When you realize that everything is only one thing, is when you drink wine. And that's why they were Shtuye Yain. And that's why they were Makrivam Eish Zor Asher Lo Tzivo Hashem. Because they brought the Eish Zohar, the Ktoiris, and the Ktoiris is that Chibur to Shamayim that is not dependent on any Tzivoy. That is Nodav Aviu, that's why Nodav. So the Chisor and their Oynish was that they can never put the Nekeva before the Zohar, and the Zohar only with Derech Remes, because the world was not ready for it. So the reason why they die is Bikroivai Ekodesh. They were in a Madrega, which is much higher. The same way that Luchos HaRishonos on Nishbar. The same way that they were thrown out of Gan Eden, they were not ready yet for that Madrega in the Beis HaMikdash. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bezois Yavoy Aaron, once a year you could do it in the day of Yom Kippurim, which is the Kapor and Chet HaEgel, which is the Kapor and Etz HaDas, because the Eagle is Etz HaDas Tam Sheni. On that day, indeed, you could experience that. The world is so connected that there are no separations, and we are like a tzere. But in Olam Hazeh, unfortunately, we are a shva. And therefore, they died because the world was not ready for it. The world that allowed the world to, yes, be ready for it is specifically Pinchas. Because Pinchas ben Aaron HaKohen, he was also Moire Alocha Bifnei Raboi. But he was Moire Alocha Bifnei Raboi. He broke the Mechitza in order to establish a Mechitza. He was the one who was able to balance it out. That's Pinchas. Pinchas is Brisi Sholem, but he's the ultimate Kanoi. He's the one that broke the protocol to establish a protocol. He broke the Mechitza. He was Moira Locha Bifnei Moshe Rabbeinu to tell you that Aboy Laram is Kanoim Poigiboy, that you cannot do boundaries. that blend is Pinchas. That's why they were. He was the tikkun of Nadav Avihu. That's why the Zohar says that Nadav Avihu didn't have children. Because in a world that is self-evident, that you don't need to be told, that everything is borer, that the mechitzah is broken, there is no reason to produce anything. There's no fruit. You can't have any children. That's why the Gemara in Sanhedrin had a havamina that after Chet HaEgel, people didn't have children. Even though people had children, but the children is killed Mishal Ebanu, they're irrelevant because the children didn't add anything. That's what the Gemara says. So that's why by Pinchas, by establishing boundaries, by realizing that you do need to have boundaries, and you just have this ambivalence of boundaries and no boundaries, you could have children. So Nadav Avihu become the tikkun through Pinchas, and Pinchas becomes the full tikkun when he's able to actually use this. After you do the void of Pinchas to establish a barrier, you could become La Pinchas, that you could use that madrig of Nadav Avihu to break the Mechitza. Nadav Avihu was, no, I'm sorry, Elio is that example of somebody who was Moira Alocha Bifne Rabbi, because we know that he was Makri Behar HaKalmel Tish Hoirosho. He was Makriv in Har HaKarmel. There was no difference between in the Beis HaMikdash and outside of the Beis HaMikdash. He broke that Mechitza. He's the one who, not like Pinchas, who pushed away of the Avodah Zarah. He said that the Avodah Zarah don't exist. That's why he made a mockery of Avodah Zarah. He's the one, Shloi Tom Tam Miso Kvora, that Mechitza of Miso, which is Machatz Tivan Yerpe, crossed it. Which means that Nadav Avihu needed to go through Pinchas to use that closeness and to juggle and balance with a boundary, to actually go beyond the boundary through Eliyahu. Eliyahu is the mevaser of Bias HaMashiach. Why? Because he is, in a small format, in a micro form, he is Bias HaMashiach. He's the one who understood from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He went ahead and he created the test, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be masking to him. It's not that he was told, he basically told HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do that. Ultimate connection is the Eliyahu, which is the Vov, which is the ultimate Chibur. That's the Tikkun Nadav Avihu. Nadav Avihu is to create a connection that there is no separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Madrig of Luchas HaRishonos. That's why Dari says that the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When he does Avodas HaPnim, which is the Avoda to enter Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he says the word Ana Chatasi, Ana, he should be mechaven to Eliyahu, Nadav Avihu. Because by him transitioning is the concept that he was breaking the Mechitza, so the power of Nadav Avihu that became real through Eliyahu, with the transition of Pinchas. That's why he had a kavana to achieve that. That's Nadav Avihu. And that's why the Gemara says that when he says, On Hashem, kvar nishma koy lebiricho, even Yericho, which is the choymus of Eretz Yisrael, there was still heard On Hashem. There's no mechitzas, no break. Nadav Avihu comes out that they are the tzeire of this world, taking the world from a shva to the world of tzeire. That's the tikkun, like the Megal Mukah says, in another effort, that's a tikkun of Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Leilam Void. They turn this into the ichod of U Baruch Shem Kvoid. That's the Vav Velio. That's the connected. Baruch Shem Kvoid is the Shva, to create a connection that's Mamish Mechubar, which is U Baruch Shem Kvoid. That's a Tzere, that's the Madrego Nadav Avihu. That the Nekeva can come before the Zohar, because she's so connected that she understands what the Zohar does, even when the Zohar is only Beremes. That's Nadav Avihu, but that's only possible if you use that and you balance with creating boundaries, which is Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, that decided that there is no concept that Klal Yisrael can go ahead and break the Mechitzas and marry an Akum. You have to put a boundary. Once you juggle, once you balance, once you negotiate that, you could come out that you could actually go beyond the Mechitza, which is the concept of Eliyahu, and Eliyahu is a transition to Bias HaMashiach. Mel is very givaldic why they gave the name, because that's exactly what Nadav Avihu is. That's why there's no Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim. Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim means that the Yadayim are separate and the Raglayim are together, and you have all of this in Mekadesh. Says Nadav Avihu is there's no such a thing as Kiddush Yadayim, because the world is only Raglayim, is Rechitzas Kol Gufoi. Says the Chassam Sofer, the Kiyor, which is the Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim, that's not Nadav Avihu, it's only post Nadav Avihu. The one who was able to achieve the Kiyor as it's supposed to be is Pinchas, because he was both Yadayim and Raglayim. He was Yadayim, that there is a separateness that he says he put boundaries, but he broke the boundaries. Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is Pinchas. That's why they want the Kiyor. They come to replace in the Kiyor Nodav Aviyu. Who is it? Is specifically Pinchas. That's why Pinchas is the fourth Kohen, which defines the size of the Kiyor. And that's why in the time of Nodav Aviyu, when there was this transitional Beis HaMikdash that's not in Olam Hazeh, there's no Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. When it comes, it establishes Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, the one who establishes Davka through Pinchas, then you could go to the world beyond. And that's Shteit Nimalim, and that's Pishnayim Beruchach HaElai. Pishnayim Beruchach HaElai, like the Gal Muke says, Vina is Nodav Aviyu. Elisha wanted to be able to appreciate the Galus of Eliyahu, which was precisely the combination between Nodav and Aviyu.